When America is faced with a tragedy, Americans expect a leader to step up to the plate and bring the country together, not fuel the flames and make things worse. Joe Biden ran on being that guy. In 2017, in the midst of Charlottesville, Biden emerged to tell Americans that there was no better guy in Washington to unite the country. He promised he would fight for what he called the soul of America. In his first visit to Buffalo, New York, a city mourning after a racist nut job went on a shooting spree, Joe Biden treated it like it was just another campaign stop, where instead of uniting a broken city, he used it to blame America for being complicit in white supremacy.
White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes. No more. I mean, no more. We need to say as clearly and forcefully as we can that the ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. Failure for us to not say that, failure in saying that, is going to be complicity. Silence is complicity.
Joe just has to say it, Janet. No more! No more! That means no more inflation. No more complicity. No more white supremacy.
No more printing fake money. No more opening up the border and creating crisis that we can't deal with. No,
no more.
That's a long list.
I know.
Right there.
He's going to be busy.
Busy.
He might need a second term.
And what was the term he used? The soul of America?
Oh, yes. He's fighting for the soul of America.
He sold the soul of America. Yeah, well, there's nothing left.
He sold it down the river.
At this point.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Why? Why? Always negative to open the show. Why?
It's just I'm letting people know what the president said yesterday. You and I speculated whether he would be a voice of healing or a voice of
pouring gas
division.
Yeah.
And? You know?
And we were right. Yeah. It was B.
It was B, unfortunately. And we have some highlights of the, if you can call them highlights or lowlights, of the speech yesterday in Buffalo after he, you know, confronted the situation and consoled the family privately. He came out and spanked the nation. Well, only those that voted against him did he spank, really.
What I think is interesting, and it was to the point yesterday that I couldn't even watch the coverage anymore,
mm-hmm.
is how many people went out of their way to make sure that they said that this man did not have a mental disorder.
Well,
that he's not suffering mentally. And how you can read that just cut and paste,
mm-hmm.
weird,
yep.
You know, and not acknowledge that as having mental illness.
Yeah.
I mean, and his past behavior. I mean, he was identified as being mentally ill.
Yeah.
Am I correct in that?
Well, they had him in for 20 hours. And evaluated him because...
He was flagged.
Well, he was flagged because in his... Supposedly, one of his classes, he wrote, what do you want to do in the future? He said, basically, mow people down.
Right.
You know, and they...
That's not normal.
No, it's not.
And he was flagged for mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So people can get up there and they can say... That's not what it is,
right.
All they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still ignoring the problem.
Yeah.
And blaming the guns and white people.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, white supremacists in
no,
particular.
No. There were several people yesterday.
Oh, just blame
that
white
I
people
watched.
Across the board.
And then the one gentleman came back and said, particularly white supremists.
Yeah.
But
it's just white people.
He lumped the, you know, white people. And then, and of course, my thought with that would be, if a white person came out there and lumped all black people together and then said, oh, and especially the militant,
mm-hmm.
you know, terrorist organizations,
right.
You know, especially them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would not
no,
work.
It
so
would be
I
wrong.
Finally just had to go, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's wrong on either side.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let's change gears here. It is Wednesday.
Janet, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody? Janet, guess what today is? Today is...
It's hump day.
Day. Hump day!
It means we're halfway over.
Almost. This week, as I predicted, is going very quickly. So
that's because you need as much time as possible.
I know.
You got a wedding.
Yeah.
And it's...
Yeah, yeah.
The sands of time are running faster this week.
And I will tell you, my son called me yesterday.
In a panic.
Ugh. He is not the only thing he's panicky about is the temperatures. He's like, it's gotta be like 94 degrees.
Did you tell him his DJ showing up in shorts and a Hawaiian shirt?
I said, oh, I think we go with the whole Tommy Boy thing. You know? We just go the whole Tommy Boy theme. All the men are wearing the shorts.
Right.
Remember he would wear the shorts and the blazer and the polo and then he could just pull it off.
Right.
I say we embrace that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you. I do need to let him know that I require now a 4 foot tall industrial fan.
I need to see if I can
one of those.
If I can get lots and lots of fans. That's really important.
Oh wow.
So
yeah, it's gonna be a warm one this weekend.
Yeah, a little bit. It's gonna be a little warm.
A little bit of extreme the other direction.
I mean, and in May.
Like, yeah, really? I know.
What 90, are the odds of that?
94?
94.
Yeah, it's just like, wow.
Well, the good news is, at least, at least it's on water and we've got some...
We can go down and jump in the pond.
Maybe. We might have to.
Right.
It could happen. Mm. All right, here's our thought of the day for this Wednesday. Knowledge is limited.
Mm-hmm.
But imagination encircles the world.
Wow.
Yeah, like that.
It does.
Like that. It's limitless. So that's okay. Good. Our Mind Jam trivia today.
Wow.
Our text number is 434-248-0704. We would love for you to participate.
Pretty heavy today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about tension. This simple task can relieve tension, though.
Okay.
In fact, it can put you in a state of self-improving your well-being. Studies show it can reduce stress and build strong immune systems. The benefit of lowering stress levels results in a more relaxed mind and body, resulting in a better you and me, Janet. What is that task that we do that can do all those things?
Well, maybe I should have been doing whatever this is while I was watching the news yesterday, evidently.
So it's a task that you could do that could just help you improve your overwhelming well-being.
Relaxes your mind and body. All right.
Works on your immune system.
Goodness. That's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff. It must be some kind of essential oil or something.
Well, it says a task.
I know, but it has to be a task that involves essential oil kittens.
And kittens.
It has to have kittens
and
around
perhaps
somewhere.
An ice cream sundae. We're not sure.
Little cats.
On this date. What on earth? Where did you get that?
Oh, it's for later.
Oh, my. On this day in history, 1933, the Tennessee Valley Act is signed by FDR. This is where we start building dams.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
I grew up around Holston Dam.
Holston? Okay.
Tennessee. That was one of the first ones that they built.
How about that?
In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupts in Washington State, causing the largest landslide in history. It killed 57 people, cost $1 billion in damage.
And oh, the still shots that were shot that day, and here's the story behind it.
Gary Lee Rosenquist had camped out overnight at Bear Meadow, 8 miles northeast of Mount St. Helens. 27 years old and unemployed, he was hoping to get some good pictures of the mountain to help launch a career in photography. He got off to a good start. This sequence of photos was taken during the first 60 seconds of the mountain's eruption, beginning shortly after 8:30 on Sunday morning. Rosenquist and four friends barely made it out, jumping into their car and driving as fast as they could with volcanic ash and gases, as well as rocks and mud moving up rapidly behind them.
That's the real deal. That's not a movie. That's CGI. That really happened to these guys. And, of course, those still shots are so iconic now. He launched his career.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But, you know, I remember, of course, I was in school then, but mm-hmm. I remember hearing this story and the kids talking about it. And I was like, I thought the only volcanoes we had were in Hawaii.
Right, right.
I didn't realize we had them inland.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a big story.
And the ash just went for hundreds of miles. And yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, crazy.
Hope it doesn't ever happen again.
And in 1995, Braveheart, directed by Mel Gibson and starring Mel Gibson, premieres at the Seattle Film Festival.
That's Janice.
My heart
beating.
It was Best Picture in 1996. I did like Braveheart, even though it was really long.
Yeah, it was long.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? We will run, and we will live. All right?
You may
fight
live.
And you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's right.
Gosh,
that's
man,
what I'm talking
I get chills
about.
Hearing that.
And I also, The Patriot. I love The Patriot,
that was
too.
A good movie, too, yeah.
Just that, love it. Mm. Got some birthdays today.
Yeah.
The only person that could make my heart pitter-patter even more than Mel's.
This next guy.
Yeah. George Strait, turning 70.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Got one more for you here.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair.
Gosh, he's still going out and doing concerts and making the ladies swoon.
Well,
and
I mean, he's lived a good, clean life, mm-hmm. been married to the same woman since he got out of the military,
mm-hmm.
and started the Ace in the Hole band.
Yeah.
Just has formed a really successful partnership with the songwriter that wrote, I think, every song he played.
Really? Wow.
And there's a documentary out there about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a great example of an all-American man.
Yep.
Just really pretty special. This next lady having a birthday, turning 52 years old today. Funny lady.
Yeah, say maybe she's the girl next door, the funny one that made you laugh.
None of this is mine. I live in 3B, this is 13B. You know what? I'm going to say it. Women should not deliver the mail.
Tina Fey, 52.
Ah, girl!
Oh, God.
Dr. Barrett, there's someone at your door.
Thanks, Oswald. Oswald was just helping me hang some pictures.
I live in the basement, so I have all the nails.
Ooh. I'm Drew. Sorry, I smell like frosting. Just love to bake.
What movie is this?
30 Rock.
I want to go to there.
Oh, it's 30 Rock. Okay.
The music sounds like a Hallmark little like music bed in the background there. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like it was a movie. I've seen some of the 30 Rock and it was funny.
Yeah.
But Alec Baldwin, I just can't abide by.
Yeah. He's a hard one. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Michael Tate of the Newsboys and of DC Talk.
Yeah.
Is having a birthday, turning 56.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside. Rolling like a lion.
Had a chance to shake his hand once with DC Talk. Guy's still rocking it at 56. So is Toby Mac, for that matter.
Yeah.
Toby Mac, as successful as ever.
They haven't slowed down much, that's for sure.
Kevin, on the other hand, I'm not sure what Kevin's doing. He's writing poetry somewhere in a corner.
Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works.
Live your best life.
Yes, exactly.
Alan Leach having a birthday today off Downton Abbey, turning 41.
How would I describe Tom Branson?
I'm a socialist, not a revolutionary. And I won't always be a chauffeur.
I think the most powerful moments for Tom Branson in Downton had to be the death of his wife. And then I think one of the most powerful things as well was his acceptance of the family and his relationship with Mary. That was one of my favourite things to play throughout, was how Tom Branson and Lady Mary became brother and sister, really.
Mm. Yep. That movie. It was so good. There's another movie. Or there is a movie coming up.
That another one is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The wife died pretty early in Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
The younger sister, she was really beautiful.
Yeah.
But he's great. Great actor. And then we have Francesca Battistelli having a birthday today, turning 37 years old.
I lost my key.
I can relate.
In the great unknown.
Which was somewhere in my house.
And call me please, 'cause I can't find my phone.
Gosh, she's living my life. Lost my keys, can't find my phone.
I can't listen to that song without thinking about a women's event that I went to.
Oh, really? Okay.
And there was a group of ladies that were very sweet, mm-hmm. and they butchered that song.
Oh, really?
In a way that I've never... somebody was playing the piano, and they're
right.
Like, I lost my keys wow. in the great unknown. And I'm just going, oh, no. Well, and you know I get the church giggles.
Oh, I know.
And it wasn't, except it wasn't that on pitch.
Right.
And so I had to go up right after they sang.
Right.
And I've got the video somewhere, and mm-hmm. you've got me coming up going, okay.
What just happened?
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, boy.
Painful.
Yeah, really.
Here's something that's not painful, though. Our Mind Jam trivia.
This simple task can relieve stension. Stension?
Stension?
That's kind of like stress and tension all together.
I guess.
Tension. In fact, it can put you in a really good state of mind, improving well-being. Studies show it reduces stress, helps your immune system to be built stronger. It's a task. It helps your mind, your body, gosh, resulting in a better you. What could that task possibly be, Janet?
We're getting all kinds of guesses, including making your bed.
Okay.
Mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
Well, I will say, I think for some men,
yeah,
that could be true, maybe.
I can go with it. I can go
with it. My Mark gets a little zen when he's doing his baseball stripes on the front lawn.
Oh, he does those. Okay.
He really does. I mean, our lawn always looks crazy good, but it looks like, you know, if you build it, they will come. That's I'm expecting Shoeless Joe to walk out of the woods at any minute.
Oh, wow.
So those were some of the guesses. We'll be back with the answer.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight.
Morning Jam.
You make the rockin' world go round.
Call Janet and Mark. 434-534-8500. Or toll free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
George Strait.
Okay, George, I will.
Write his phone number down.
I don't want you to go.
Yes.
Baby, write this down.
70 years old today.
And he makes 70 look really good.
Yeah.
Of course, he's active. You know, he's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Still riding and roping and all that
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, a lot of you put your guesses in for our Mind Jam trivia. We were talking about a task that can help you relieve tension.
Yeah, it can improve your self well-being. It reduces stress, helps your immune system. Gosh, it helps your body and your mind relax. I thought it was a nap.
That's not a task.
Well,
only you would write that down as a things to do today. Take a nap.
Right.
You and Nick, apparently. He also sent that in.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Nick.
The answer is washing dishes. But like actually washing the dishes.
Right,
with
not the
suds.
Dishwasher.
Yeah. The suds and the water and thing.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, there's times when, you know, the wife's made a nice meal. Mm-hmm. And I say, honey, let me do the dishes, you know, and I'll flip on something to listen to or something to watch on the little window sill and then do dishes.
My Mark does that. It's mm-hmm. very sexy mm-hmm. when a guy does that, right. especially if you've done all the cooking. Today is National No Dirty Dishes Day.
No way.
It is. Say no to dirty dishes.
Wow.
So here's a few facts on that. Did you know, I didn't know this, the first paper plate mm-hmm. was invented in 1867.
By a man, I'm sure.
It was invented by a man,
mm-hmm.
which you would think it would have been invented by a woman.
Yeah.
It's because the man didn't want to do the dishes, right. I guess. And then our first dishwashing detergent started being produced in the U.S. Mm-hmm. in the 30s.
Okay.
So, and do you know what Americans order, the number one food they order to avoid doing dishes?
Pizza.
There, yep.
Yeah.
Just, hands down.
Well, here's the thing. The pizza box and the paper plate burn really nice in the barrel.
Just saying.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.